Hello.
Oh, hey, Mike, it's Tina from Local Splash. Did I give you enough time?
Yeah, that's fine.
I did. Okay, perfect. So let me go in to do the billing. And did you want to do the personal card for now, or are we going to push it out for Monday? I forgot what we were saying earlier.
For now.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, so does it say your first and last name on the card, or is there a middle name or initial? How does it read?
Let's see. It says Michael E. Runnels.
Michael E., okay. And then is the billing address still the Cedar Street address, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
The same.
Same, okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Is there any way to verify that you're with Local Splash?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you feel more comfortable, you can call in on the Local Splash line and then just ask for extension 777 or just punch in that 777 and it'll ring back to my desk. My name's Tina.
Are you going to be able to send me a receipt?
Of course.
Okay.
I'll send you an invoice right now for this unpaid one, and then after it goes through, I'll send you the receipt that shows that it's paid. Another thing that will always verify if you ever want to make sure that the person that's calling you is an actual Local Splash employee is we have a security question and answer on file, okay? So the security question was your first pet's name, and the answer is Peaches. So if anybody ever calls you and says, oh, hey, I'm with Local Splash and you owe us more money, you can always say, hey, can you please confirm the security question and answer? And if they can't confirm it, then they're not legitimately with Local Splash.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. I respect that. I would always rather be safe than sorry. So, yeah, if you're comfortable, we can update the card now. If not, I have no problem if you want to call back in and reroute to my extension.
No, that's fine.
That's fine. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so are you ready?
Yes, go ahead.
5153.
Okay.
0750.
Got it.
9411.
Okay.
8995.
And then expiration?
0126.
And the code?
768.
Okay. And then question, because you and I were talking about how you wanted them, you know, to pull some images for updated pictures on your Facebook, do you want me to check with that department first and see if they can use the photos from March, or do you want me to have you resend them? Or because if so, that's okay.
I can resend the photos that I want.
Yeah, let's do that. I think that would be better because then I can flag the Facebook ads department and just say, look, he's sending in some new pictures, specifically put this on Facebook when it comes. And then let me just look here on the business info. You can also send some updated photos through the dashboard. Have you ever done that before?
No, I don't even know how to log into the dashboard.
Oh, let me show you real quick because there's a bunch of photos on here and I don't want you to go through the, you know, task of resending them if we already have them. So if you go to my.localsplash.com,
What is it called?
It's my, so just my.localsplash.com. That will take you to a page that asks you for a username and a password.
Okay. On any browser?
Any browser, yep. I'm sending this to you in an email also. It'll say login credentials to advanced reporting, just so you can refer back to it.
So it's my what?
My.localsplash.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then when you get to that page, it will ask you for a username and password. So the username is your 10-digit phone number, but with no spaces or dashes. You just put in the 541-415-8982.
Okay, username.
Mm-hmm.
It's
just the 10 digits of your phone number. You don't have to put spaces or anything. It's just the 10 digits altogether.
Okay.
And the password is all lowercase, all one word. It's Web Bing. So don't space in between the two words. Just do W-E-B and then B-I-N-G, like the search engine. And then once you get in, it'll say Local Splash Advanced Reporting.
That doesn't say any of that. It says,
what does it say?
Tree Services, Rogue River, Oregon, all time.
Oh, there, okay. I see. So I'm talking about at the very top, do you see any tabs? If not, look if there's three lines
I
that
do.
You can hover over. Okay. So home, leads, website, listings. If you go to the very last tab that says business info and click on it, this is the page where you can make edits. So if you scroll all the way to the bottom, you see how we have your logo, we have a cover photo, and then if you keep scrolling, we have a bunch of photos. We even have some videos here at the bottom.
Yep.
Yep. So when you go through this, you can delete photos, you can add them, you can drop and drag them and rearrange them in orders that you want them to appear on the Facebook, things like that. So I just wanted to show you this just so you don't go through the task of, you know, duplicating a lot of stuff that you already sent us. But, of course, if there's some fresh images, I would recommend when you click on the little blue cross to add more photos that you just put those in the front, put those at the top just so that they can see that there's some fresh photos coming in. And then, like I say, if there's any on here that are duplicates or you want to delete any of them, you can go in and just hover over it, and you can click on the trash icon, and that would actually delete the photo from here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I only see, I think, one that's duplicate here. It's in the, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4th row, the second picture, and the 5th row, the second picture. They look like they're the same one.
Okay.
You see what I mean? Yeah, so you could just click on the trash icon, and it would delete one of them, and that way only one of those is stored. Wow, you must be a daredevil. Is that you hanging up in the tree with a rope?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I saw them cut down these huge eucalyptus trees in my neighborhood, and they were suspended like that. And it was amazing because when they were cutting it down piece by piece like you are, it was almost like an earthquake. When a big piece of that fell, like the house would shake. I was shocked. But also that, you know, that you guys go up like that and it doesn't scare you, huh?
Not always the case.
Not always? Sometimes it gets to you?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine. So, but I'm going to send the Facebook ads the notification right now that your payment's all good and for them to pull images off here and start updating it on your Facebook page, okay?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. And if you have any other questions down the road, just feel free to call me. Another thing that always helps is to, you know, get some more five-star reviews here and there on Google. I see that you're already doing excellent in that department, but I'll send you that email again just in case you want to refer to it, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Have a great evening.
You too.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.